Well, well, well. You finally found me. Took you long enough, didn't it? I'm just saying, I would have found you a lot sooner. But that's all right. Do you, have any idea what it is that you're chasing after? Or who? How long has it been you on my tail? What, like 6, 7 months, something like that, right? They told you what I was wanted for? I imagine they did not. And given that blank look on your face, you seem surprised to be finding me in this position. Well, go on. Help me here. Get these manacles on. Come on, quick. I ain't giving myself up. At least, not to you. No. This is a precautionary measure. Because I ain't like other men. What could not be clearer about that? Let's look at the facts, Jack, right? You had me dead to rights back in New Mexico. Remember what you found there? Dozens of bodies, all in various sorts of ripped apart, massacred, right? Now, how do you think that happened? Oh yeah, I'm just some superpowered being or something, that it? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're not wrong. But think back, use your brain, 7 months ago, on that day when you started chasing me, where was the moon? Answer the question, where was the moon? That's right. It was full, wasn't it? Does that give you an inkling onto what I am? Well, I think it should. Take a hot minute. Come on, think about it. Really think about it. Sounds like horseshit. Sure, I guess it could. Maybe I'm just psychotic. Maybe I'm just one of them schizoids who just rages out and suddenly becomes blindly full of power. You know, things you read in those dime novels, right? Except, why would I chain myself up? Why haven't there been, in the time that you have been following me, any other killings? Why do you think that is? That's right. I've been locking myself up. I've been preventing myself from harming anyone else. That's correct. You think it's horseshit, but given when the night falls and the moon rises and you see the change, you will see what I mean. I know you don't believe me. Laugh it as much as you want. Big, bad bounty hunter that you are. Mm-hmm. And I know you know this has been going on longer than 7 months. 7 months is when you decided you were going to go ahead and pick up my trail. Because the reward was pretty large. And that was back then. What's it at now? $1,200? $1,300 now? It's a pretty penny. I ain't no minor thief. Why you think no other bounty hunter's been able to find me? That's right. I'm just too damn good for him. Sure. You're the best in the business. That's gotta be it. Or is it that whenever they came close, I stopped him. Nah, I don't mean I killed nobody. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I stopped them proper. Set them straight. They saw what I was, said, you know, forgive me. Go ahead. They say this is beyond me. And they'd leave. This has been going on around 2 years now. That's right. I've been keeping track. Didn't start with them folks down there in New Mexico, by the way. Nope. Wasn't so lucky the first time. That's right. First time was my partner. I couldn't control what it was that I turned into. Took him out. And I've had to live with that ever since, but I realize now it ain't me, it's the wolf. Scoff all you want. It's the truth. I didn't kill my man. Why would I? I know you may not want to hear this, but I love that man more than I can ever express. I'm fairly good with words, nowhere near as good as he was. But he was everything to me. Everything. But whenever I got bitten, couldn't learn to control it for a while. We was living comfortable. We had everything we needed, everything we wanted. We wanted for nothing. Now here I am. Those men in New Mexico, they weren't the first, but it didn't take long to realize what was happening. And I'd been chaining myself up months before that. So ask yourself this question, why did I go after them? Why did I unleash the beast? It's not like I forgot, not like I could have. So why do you think? You knew what those people were, and yet you still chasing after me like I'm the guilty party. Nah. I did the world a favor getting rid of them. You know what they were. Nah, no vampires, no other supernatural. Some monsters just wear human skin. And that's coming from a werewolf. Laugh all you want. I'm telling you true. I know what they was doing. There's a reason I decided I was going to let my beast feed on them. They deserved everything they got. Don't play dumb. You found them in robes. White robes. Hooded robes. So I did what any self-respecting man would do. I put them down. Because if I hadn't, they would have put me down. Would have put my partner down. Would have put my family down. Would have put some other families down. Because they think they own this country. I'll be goddamned if I let them run this country. Klansmen. Ain't nothing but a bunch of scared, backwards ass. I'll say what I wish, because I know what they are, and they deserved what they got. Now their families might be able to break the curse, that sort of racism. Don't you dare take that tone with me. That ain't the only thing I've killed. I killed a vampire once. Wasn't on purpose, mostly for survival. It was trying to feed on me. Didn't realize I was a werewolf, and then suddenly, before you know it, snapped his neck and then had him roasting in the sunlight. Felt like it was the most decent thing to do, seeing as the next step didn't actually stop him. But he didn't deserve to die, more of an accident than anything else. I mean, he was just trying to survive. Guess he won't be eating on anyone else anymore. Yeah, I done my time, and that's all right. Now the moon's getting real full, and it's starting to rise. You best be thinking about how safe you're gonna be staying in here. I don't know how long these chains go. I know how sturdy this barn is, this wood is. I hadn't had an accident in quite some time, but it's happened once. Don't want it to happen again. I think you best be going. After you see me change, I think you should mosey on. Get on out of here as quick as you can. Now, I'm not trying to scare you per se. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. The truth you don't want to hear, but need to. I don't want to kill you. But that ain't the only thing I might do as a wolf. Been lonely on the road. Been almost 3 years without my partner. Well, it's been 2 going on almost 3. That's how long it's been. Since the change. He was the first person to die, right? But there are other hungers beyond just eating. Deep pangs that if they are not satisfied, well, you can imagine. Now you seem decent to me, and I wouldn't want to hurt you. Let alone what my wolf could do. So I'm telling you now, you should run. You should get out of here. Because I can already feel a change. I know I can't control it. I've tried. And I feel it. Run. Get on out of here. Covered, I turn back. Why haven't you run? You idiot. You think you can handle this situation? You still think you can bring me in? Why would you want to bring me in? That moon ain't gonna stay covered long. You best head out. Come on, go on, get! Oh. I can already feel it. Go! Now, even if you come back in the morning, I'll be gone. Go on. Don't you know what a wolf in the heat looks like? Stay with me all night long.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Mazarus, the Stroke of Midnight. Right Hand of Doom, whatever you want to call me. I want to thank you all so much for being so patient with me on Patreon, as well as my other places. I know the new year has just started, and I have been wanting to do something a little different, so I figured I'd do this. Credit to Critigitta for giving me the idea, as well as quite a few of my Patreon subscribers, and quite a few friends I know now. The idea is pretty simple. Southern Werewolf. Who doesn't like that idea? Obviously, for those of you who don't understand, this is a partial audio. A preview for the full NSFW audio. The NSFW itself being a little on the short end of things, because I was just trying to test the waters with this. Seems like it worked really well. If you're an adult and you're interested in checking it out, you'll find it on my Patreon early. You'll also likely find it on my other social medias, shall we say. You know the ones. In the meantime, I want to give a huge shout out to all of my patrons, to Critigitta again, and to all of you lovely subscribers. It's a new year. We're probably going to see a few more werewolves and monsters on my channel. This is not going to be the exclusive, by the way, for my patrons for the month. This is going to be one of the many audios you'll likely be getting this month. In the meantime, I've got a lot to record. I'll see you all in the next episode. Be sure to like, favorite, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. Oh, and as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.